Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. Merck has announced the development of a new pill which can treat the symptoms of COVID-19 after you start suffering from the disease. Let's call in the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, you've been calling for a therapeutic like this for a long time. It sounds like, based on the Merck study, that this is sort of like taking Tamiflu. So what do you think?
Dave, that's a good analogy, Tamiflu for COVID patients. All along I've thought that the answer wasn't necessarily a vaccine, but rather a therapeutic. First of all, when we first started talking about a vaccine, before we knew what would actually happen, just by looking at our historic compliance with vaccines, especially the flu vaccine, it's pretty poor. Like annually, just under 40% of people get the flu vaccine. So, you know, there was all the talk about developing a COVID vaccine, but you know, I talked about the concerns over actual compliance. Would people actually get it? And if so, how many people would actually get it? And we're seeing now that for, you know, a whole host of reasons, the country's become very divided over whether or not to get the COVID vaccine, and it's been a problem. And also there was the issue of how effective would the vaccine be, because we use the example of HIV. It's been around for 30 years, and we still don't have a vaccine. So we do have a vaccine for COVID, but it's not really as effective as we initially thought it was going to be. And so these were the sort of problems that you and I talked about that I think were sort of anticipated and have come to be true. Now there's a therapeutic, and I've always thought that this would be what was ultimately necessary, that really you would need something that was inexpensive, that could be taken at home, not necessarily in a hospital, in a pill form that would treat COVID if you got it. And in fact, here it is. Merck has finally announced the development of the first of what will probably be a series of pills that will come out from different manufacturers, but Merck's ahead of everyone else. So they're asking for approval of, or at least emergency use authorization of, a pill that they've developed and a study that appears to be effective in certain patients, a certain subgroup of patients they studied, who have contracted either mild to moderate COVID.
Okay, now, what's interesting about this study to me is that the pill was so effective. The difference between the group taking the actual drug and the placebo group was so pronounced that they decided it was not ethical to continue with the placebo group, and they just started giving everybody the pill. So does this work on any COVID patient, or is it only indicated for certain types of patients?
So they only used it in a subgroup of patients, and it was people who had mild to moderate COVID, but who had risk factors. They were high-risk patients. So they had comorbid things like either obesity, hypertension, diabetes, or whatnot. But there were people at greater risk. But the interesting thing is that this entire group was unvaccinated people. And so that's part of the reason that there was the necessity to end the study early.
So is this a newly developed drug, especially for COVID, or is this one of those drugs that's been out there for a while and they just happened to discover that it was effective against this virus?
No, this drug was specifically developed for COVID. Now, the thing is, it's sort of interesting about it, and I've sort of wondered, people who've been resistant to get the vaccine, one of the complaints, or the main complaint, has been, well, the vaccine came out too fast, and it wasn't studied on enough people, and so who knows what's going to happen if we take it. If they believe in what they're saying about the vaccine, then they're going to have the same complaint about this.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.